Shalom, everyone. Be doing a mic check this evening to see how the sound is coming over. Thanks, God, for good sound. And I'll be posting the URL that I'll be referring to this evening before we do our meditation process. Nice to see everyone here this evening. Thanks, God. Let's all take a moment to be still, bring our energies together in God. All thanks to the Father. Tonight, I'd like to share a little bit about the Paravipras and how the Paravipras are the implementers of the will of the Lord. There are three ways to know God. All three ways are covered in the greatest sign. If you look at the greatest sign, the very center of the greatest sign is the devotional part. That is when you love God with all your heart, your mind, and your spirit. That is when you love God with all your heart, mind, and spirit. The top one is submission. You do the will of God and you let God work through you. And the bottom one is the way of knowledge. You meditate and you realize how the universe works, and it cannot be by accident. So those are the three ways to know God. But we recommend that you combine the three together. That is more powerful and accelerates the process. We recommend the first sign as the meditation. Meditation, to reach knowledge. You meditate. You go within yourself. You realize God there. Then you work with the communities of light. That is karma yoga. You are working His will to create an environment for everything and everyone. You sacrifice, so you humble yourself. You try to do things for others instead of always for yourself. This is the way of humility. Even then you realize that your work is done through you by God, and you become submissive. Then you expand your mind to universalism and embrace the whole universe. You destroy all narrowness of the mind. Nothing binds you. There is no race, no sex, no nationality, no thing. The only thing is you are the one with the universe, which is God. You are one with the universe, which is God. So you expand your mind. Such a person is a dynamic spiritual individual, a Paravipra, because he is not bound by anything. He is completely free. That is how you become a dynamic force for God. Then you will surely know God, because He is going to open doors for you that you had never expected. Things will happen and you know it is not you. You cannot do those things. You are just a regular person, walking around like everyone else. How come these great things are happening to me? I am doing this. It should be God doing it. Then you realize Him. Love Him. and know him. All of those who follow these different paths according to their natures, dharmas, should direct their knowledge, devotion, or action toward establishing the desired environment so that others can also benefit from their progress and follow the path toward God realization according to their natures. Only then will knowledge, jnana, devotion, bhakti, or action, karma, be blessed. Then all will be following his will and therefore become divine. So no matter what your path is, you are a part of the eternal divine path and will be perfected by following it. A paravipra is here to do the will of God, and that is all they want to do, and they never waver. Maybe they change their course. Maybe they better find better ways to do it and go on and do it. But they never say, no, I'm not going to stop doing it. Or they never say, no, I am going to stop doing it. Because if God calls you, it does not matter where you are put. You are going to do the will of God. That quiet voice of God is so quiet that you cannot even hear it. You think you heard it, but at the same time, you do not know if you heard it or not. But it is, at the same time, very powerful and strong, and you have no doubt that it is Him. That is the voice of God, and He is guiding you toward what action is to be taken to lead you to the next step. That is what meditation is all about. Meditation is to know what is the will of God. You know, someone asked me, what am I supposed to do in my life? I do not know my talents. Go meditate and hear that voice within you clearly tell you what is the goal of your life and why you are here. Of course, reaching that quiet voice sometimes is difficult. We are living in a world that is noisy. It is full of pulls and attractions and a lot of things that call us toward them. So our minds are not calm enough to hear that voice. That is why God sends the scriptures to guide you to that quiet mind. It is just like a very hard path with a lot of turns, holes, and different creatures who might snatch you up along the way. And if you have a map, a blueprint of how to get somewhere or build something, that map will make it easier for you to reach where you are going or build what you want to build. The scriptures are the map to knowing the Spirit. The scriptures show us how to go to the Spirit. And the Spirit is good. When a man realizes God, sees his power, peace, beauty, skills, etc., and realizes that only He is true and all other things are temporary, it would be like an earthly person who finds a great treasure in a field and sells all that he has in order to buy that field and become the owner of that treasure. So a God-realized person renounces awe for him. God never forces us to listen to him. He could force us to follow his will. All of us would fall on our faces and say, yes, whatever you say. But he does not want robots. The rest of the creation are his robots. He tells the flowers to grow, and they grow. He says, you flowers grow in the spring, and those flowers grow in the spring. He says, you flower in the fall, and they flower in the fall. You have this color, and you have that color. These are his robots. That is his creation, and they follow him exactly. But he doesn't want humans to be like that. They have to have the choice to choose him. That is the most wonderful thing about the human, that they can choose God or not. Then the human can say, no, I do not want the world. I want you. That is wonderful to God. That was one of the reasons for creating the human. Abraham was God's friend. He wants your friendship. He wants your understanding, your love, and your really willfully accepting him instead of the world. So I'm going to stop at that point and say thanks, God, for these words of Maitreya. The words of God. And now we'll prepare ourselves to receive the universal mantra meditation, using our universal mantra, Hari Om Shri Hung Om Nam Kevalam, which means the goal of the life is to become divine. That divinity, God, is everything. So sit comfortably with your back and neck straight and your body in a relaxed position. Close your eyes and again relax your body and release any tension or tense feelings and be completely relaxed. Now imagine that your consciousness self is expanding outward. It fills the whole room. Remember where each object is located in the room, then expand yourself to fill the whole house. Remember where each room is and whatever you can remember about the place. And now expand yourself to fill the whole city. Remember where each road is as much as you can. Then fill the state, the whole country, the continent, all the continents, and the whole earth. In each step, try to visualize the shape of the vision, the relevance of the part you are expanding from to other parts. And now that you have filled the whole earth, gently visualize leaving your body and sitting on the topmost part of the earth is below you. Visualize peace on earth and goodwill to all men. Send good thoughts and visualize they penetrate each individual and the earth. You are a channel for God's will. Say in your mind, his kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Imagine that now you are leaving the earth and you are going toward outer space. You pass the moon. You pass the planets in our solar system. You pass the stars, and you go beyond our solar system. You pass our galaxy, then the other galaxies. You are going toward the center of the universe. You pass the stars faster and faster until you reach the center of the universe. You slow down and most humbly enter into the center of the universe, a brilliant, misty, blue light, the most relaxing and loving, healing energy ever encountered. Most humbly, enter this brilliant blue light and sit in it, and let it enter your body through your toes. As it enters your toes become so relaxed that you feel you have no toes. It enters your feet the same. They become most relaxed. Then your ankles, your calves, your knees, your thighs. This light continues to fill you, and it enters your first chakra. It enters your second, your third, your fourth, and your fifth chakras. As it enters each of these chakras, it purifies and opens them. This light continues purifying and enters your sixth chakra. Now gaze at the sixth chakra between your eyebrows. Now the blue light is the most brilliant white. Keep your back and neck straight. Breathe in deeply and listen. The first part of your mantra. Hari Om Shri Hung. Realizing this stillness, the moment between breathing in and breathing out, the rhythm of your mantra. Breathe out the second part of your mantra, Om Nam Kevalam, recognizing the stillness between breathing out and breathing in. Breathe with the rhythm of your mantra and continue this process until there is no thought left but the rhythm of your mantra and your mind is still. Be still and know that I am God. If anything internal is disturbing your meditation, any thought or desire, just gently bring your mind back to the rhythm of your meditation, your mantra, the breath, the stillness between breathing, and let go of disturbances. Many things will try to prevent you to gain control over your mind. Be sincere and diligent in your meditation, but relaxed. And now we'll meditate together for another 5 minutes and then reverse the process. now close your chakras by letting the purifying light stay with you within your purified chakras. Keep the light and love that entered you. God will remain with you. Now gently come out of the blue light with utmost respect, facing the light. Return from the center of the universe, past the stars, the galaxies, our galaxy, and return to our solar system, past the planets, the moon, and come and sit on top of the earth. And remember, peace on earth and goodwill to all men. Now pledge that you are an instrument for His will. You are a channel to do His will, to bring His kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. See your peace that you received from the brilliant light is on earth. It generates every individual and the earth. Feel the earth and slowly re-enter your body and withdraw from filling the earth, all the continents, the continent you are in, the country you are in, the state, the city, the house and room that you are in, and come back to your body. In this process, we have expanded our consciousness to cover the universe, but we return to our body. Although we have a universal approach, we live and act where we are in the present. We become a channel for God, who is the universe, but we act locally. Think universally, but act locally. And now gently open your eyes, return to the external world, and know that those who meditate on God are in the world but not of it. You have met the energy of the Lord and are filled with it now. Let it flow through you to others. Be a channel for His will. Do not let them take you to Maya, illusion of separation from God. You take them to God, oneness with God, Spirit, Atman. After you have recognized this stillness, then you can stay with that recognition and realize it all throughout the day without needing formal meditation. If the rhythm somehow is lost, go back to the mantra until the rhythm returns. Hari Om Shri Hang Om Nam Kevalam. The goal of the life is to be calm divine. That divinity God is everything. Shalom everyone. All thanks to the Father.